Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and after. Jesus gave the key. Some reason the computer is a little slow and not picking it up.
We'll be right back.
Yes, Jesus is real. Gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others, Pastor Patricia Bittman.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Gregory Scott. Truly, this has and is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. For the psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And it is a good thing to know that Jesus is real. The Lord is so real. In the midst of this pandemic, we find that Jesus' word in the Bible is so very true about the things to come on the earth before he come back. So these things must come so that his word is true and every man is a liar, but God is true. But he told us that the end is not yet. He said there would be great tribulation on the earth, but the end is not yet. He said, when you see these things begin to happen, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. I'm going into the word. It is good to be back with you on this 8th day of September of 2021. We are returning from our honeymoon, our vacation, and just time to just vent from being cooped up. And we gave everyone the time off, and I think they are still very relaxed, and that is good. But when you're the one in charge, you have to go. Someone wrote a song, says, I'll go if I have to go by myself. But, you know, that's an understatement, because you'll never walk alone as long as you've got your hand in the hand of the man that stilled the water. As long as you've got your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself and you'll look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. I'd like to give a great big good God bless you out to my sister Jackie. I know she sent out reminders earlier this week. I think it was Monday or so. And I know people are busy and they just have stepped away for a moment. And sometimes when you step away, it takes a minute or two for you to get back in the strength. But however, we are here, Dr. Scott and I, we are here lifting up the name of Jesus. And that's all that it is about. It's not about me, but it's about lifting up the name of Jesus. Let's go to the book of Malachi. Give a shout out to my sister Jackie and the South Carolina family and all from New York and from Georgia and the various places. I don't like calling names because you get messed up, and a couple of listeners from Delaware. And to God be the glory. I'd like to give a shout out to my pastor, and she knows who she is, Pastor Lynn Franklin. I thank God for the woman of God who's leading us on to victory. Behold, this is Malachi, the third chapter. In fact, I'd like to give honor to my husband, Dr. Gregory Scott. When we left the air in July, we had been united in holy matrimony, but July the 17th, we stood before more than 140 persons to do our vows, to let them know that we were uniting in holy matrimony. And it's just a blessing that everything was all right. No one, as of yet, has reported being at our wedding reception, has reported having caught COVID or the Delta So we thank God for Jesus tonight and thank Jesus for his precious blood. Malachi, the third chapter, and I won't be long. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall set as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. I tell you, this is some good reading here. My brother Michael likes good food, and when he tastes that first forkful, put it in his mouth, and he'll taste it, and he'll look at you, and he'll say, this is some good eating. And I want to say to you right now, this is some good eating. I can feel this third verse in my belly, up in the top part of my belly. I feel the very anointing of God. So therefore, I am going to read that third verse again. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Tell you, that's some good eating. Not only the good eating, that's some good digestion. Listen, you know, offering, bringing a gift, may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. It's no ifs, ands, and buts about it, but there is, after you have been made pure, after you have been purged, after you are as gold and silver, you have that shine, that hard sheen, that firmness about you, then you are able to offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. You can't do it before then. My God, today, I love it. I love it. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back because he is so good to me. I'm almost done. I am truly excited. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers. Look out. Now, listen, come on now, listen to the word of God. God understands. That's what we say. I'm only human. It's okay. God forgives. Well, God made me. God know how I am. But that's not what the scripture says. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerer and against the adulterers and against false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger. You know, there's the scripture that tells us, be careful how you entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. So that has already happened. It didn't say be careful how you entertain strangers. You might entertain. It says for some, meaning some have already entertained angels and were not aware that they had entertained these angels as strangers in our midst. We had no clue that they were angels of God. To us, they were just strangers. But in the eyesight of God, they were angels. Oh, bless his name. Us turn aside, and that turn aside the strangers from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. No, you don't have any fear of God. You look at the news. Anything goes. Anything is just all right. You know what I'm talking about? The commercials. Many of the commercials display abomination to God. It's just the time that we're living in, but the scripture is being fulfilled because it says in the word of God back there in the beginning, in the books there, it says in Genesis and whatever, it says, so as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. And you know they were doing their thing back then. They had no respect. They were doing whatever they felt like they were big enough to do. And we are at that right now. They're all over the commentator. You see them all over the news. They don't have a problem announcing who they are and what they represent and what they are about. And you know what? Jesus loves them because he created them. He has none to throw away. He said his desire is that all would repent and come unto him, turn away from the wickedness that the devil has presented on a platter to say, it's okay. The devil has a platter out there that reads, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. Nobody can tell you who to sock it to. But that is against our Creator who made us. You ought to always. You notice the people that always want respect, never give respect. Now you want your child to give you respect because you're the parent. But we don't want to give God respect, and he's our Father. Oh, bless his name. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your father, ye are gone away from mine ordinances. See, this is what we have gotten away from, the ordinance of God. In other words, we're doing what we feel like we're big enough to do. Again, it is the platform that Satan has presented, and that it's all right. You know what the devil did? Told Eve, come on, malarkey. You don't have to listen to God. You can eat of this tree. You will not die. I can prove it to you. Come on and eat and see if you die. But they didn't die physically. They were still alive physically. But their sin separated them from God. So spiritually, they were dead. So there was a death. There was a spiritual death. Even though naturally, they were still alive. But they have died to where that divine connection between them and the garden and God was broken. So therefore, sin came about. And the devil is still deceiving people. That's what's so sad about this situation here, is that the devil has the exact same resume. Kill, steal, destroy. That's his resume. It has not changed. And yet we fall into the trap of the enemy when his resume reads exactly the same. My God, today. For I am the Lord, I change not. I love it. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. You're not destroyed because I haven't changed. I promise to take care of you. I promise to keep you in the midst of the storm. I said I would be with you. Lo, I'm with you always. No matter what go up or what goes down, I am the Lord your God. And I swore to your fathers that I'd be with you. So therefore, because I change not, even though I'm not pleased with how some of you may be living your life, but I promise that I change not. I don't lie. I'll be with you. You're going to be punished, but I won't leave you, because if I leave you, then the devil will consume you. You will be totally destroyed. Oh, yes, I may let you bump your head. You might get a few bruises, but it's nothing like what the devil want to do to you. Because I got my hand in the midst, you will not be consumed. Oh, this is a great God that we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus. Jesus is the God I serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I tell you, I feel good down in my soul on this evening. I tell you, I'll say like my brother, Pastor Michael, this is some good eating. Oh, bless his name. The word of God, I tell you, I don't spend the time that I used to, and I don't spend the time that I should in the word of God. I have allowed another enemy to come in, and guess how he came this time? Well, I won't smoke, I won't drink, and I won't cuss you out, but it come by way of the court show. Now I'm watching Judge Mathis, never watched that stuff. Now I'm watching Hot Bench, never watched that stuff. Now I'm watching all of that stuff, Paternity Court, watching all of those distractions, Protection Court, all of those court shows on. I'm watching Murray want to know who the daddy is, watching all of the enemy has a shrewd way to come in to distract you and to kill you from being able to read your word of God. But he is a liar. I'm going to break that chain over my life. Oh, bless. No, am I sinning? Am I smoking? Am I drinking? Am I cursing? Am I committing adultery? Am I committing fornication? Am I doing those things? No, I'm not. But I'm sitting up putting more time in with things that are carnal than the things that are important to my soul. You have to feed your soul the word of God, spiritual things. If not, then other things will creep in, and before you know it, you'll be out with no power. No power whatsoever. If a situation occur, you, as they used to say, you couldn't fight your way out of a wet paper bag. Well, if you don't put the word of God in you and a situation occurs, whether it be somebody sick or going to prison or somebody just died or whatever, you don't have enough power to make a difference. Why? Because no deposit means no return. Oh, bless his name. I'm excited on this evening being back on the air. God and I have been on the air since 2012, and I think that is the most time we have missed since we've been on the air October the 4th, Sunday of 2012 was when we started. And we used to come on once a week, every 4th Sunday. And then we moved to every 4th and 1st Sunday. And then we moved to every 1st Sunday, 4th Sunday, and every Thursday. And then we dropped the 1st Sunday for some reason and the 4th Sunday and went to our Wednesday night service. And you all can go into the archives and listen as much as you like. But let's get back to Malachi, the 3rd chapter. You know, we are guilty of this Malachi book because it seems like all we know in Malachi is Malachi 3 and 8. We don't know in the beginning. We just run to Malachi 3 and 8. But Malachi has a chapter, the 3rd chapter, and it begins with the 1st verse, not Malachi 3 and verse 8. It begins at verse 1, and we have done verse 1 down right now to verse 7. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinance and have not kept. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Now, come on, that's a smart aleck, we used to say, a smart aleck attitude. That you're trying to say to God, what are you talking about? We haven't left you. What do you mean return unto you? Where have we been? Where are we at? I thought I was still with you. I've done nothing wrong. Again, I'm going back and picking up the sins that we like to call out, smoking cigarettes and that sort of thing. But you see, we can allow idols to become our God. Like I was making the statement, the judge shows. Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with those shows. Those are clean shows. Nobody's fighting. No one is shooting. No one is cursing and none of that stuff is going on. There's nothing wrong with sitting down watching that stuff all day. But where's your time with God? Where's your time with the Creator? The devil knows if he can keep you from praying, if he can keep you from reading, then you become weak and powerless. And then he's able to devour you. But if you stay in the presence of God, your anointing is high, the devil will have to flee. I love the Lord. This is some good eating. So they said, well, you know, let me read that again. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinance. You turned away from what I told you to be doing. You're doing what you want to do. You're following your father, the devil, because that's not my command, the stuff that you're doing. Return unto me. Jesus is calling. He's putting in a call. Come back to me. Come back to me. Take time with me. Ah, my God. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, because you think I'm still there. I'm not there, because you're not there. I can't be where you're not, but where you are, I am. So return unto me. Let us get that relationship together. Let us do that one-on-one. Let me know that I am number one. Come back to me, and I will come back to you. Saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? That sounds just like some of you Joe knuckleheads. That's just how you do. But you want the Lord to be there when something is wrong, though. Is it, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye said, wherein have we robbed thee? And the response is in tithes and offerings. Now, this is terrible here. Jesus had to let them know. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. This nation is in trouble because we have robbed God of the time, T-I-M-E, that he's due. This nation is in trouble because we have gone away from God's ordinance. He know how he made us. He know how he wanted things to go. But now is this my, you know that song said, this land is your land, this land is my land. Well, we're singing it differently. This is my body and I can do what I want. This is my house. I can have and do what I want in my house. This is my. But do you not know that the earth belongs to the Lord, the very earth that you get your food from? Well, I'm not a farmer, no, but the earth yields the seeds and brings forth the harvest. And you eat from the earth, whether you don't eat pork and just eat beef, or whether you don't eat pork or beef and just eat chicken, fish, and turkey, it still comes from the earth. Well, I'm a vegetarian, Pastor Benjamin. I don't eat meat. Well, your lettuce comes from the earth, your tomatoes, your carrots, your green beans. Yeah, it comes from the earth. Well, who owns the earth? The Lord. He said it in his Psalms gospel. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. So you own nothing. That's why the preacher said at a funeral, you brought nothing into this world and you'll take nothing out of here. I don't care how much you have on this earth, but you don't take it with you. At several funerals, I've not seen anybody's bank account. Well, it might have felt like you spent the whole bank account, the highest funerals are today, but it was nobody's wealth. I worked for a wealthy undertaker, and he left his wealth here, didn't go with him. The earth is the Lord's, but you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. You want the blessing. I know you do. You want the blessing. You want the window blessing, but you're not willing to do what you're supposed to do to get that window blessing. He said he'll pour it out from heaven and you won't have enough room to receive it. In other words, the blessing will be so big it will overtake you. It will overwhelm you. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? You know how you talk. It don't take all of that. God understands, I ain't getting God. What do you need with my money? He got the cattle upon a thousand hills alone. And why do I have to give him mine? I just got a little bit. He owned it all. Oh, your words have been stout. You haven't been very nice with your conversation. You forgot that he hears you. Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. See that? It is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance? Now listen to this. Go back. Ye have said it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked mournfully for the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy? Yea. They that work wickedness are set up, yea. They that tempt God are even delivered. Oh, this some of you smart mouth folk. Now you're trying to figure out that you are greater than he because he allowed the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Come on here. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. It's good to think upon the name of the Lord. And they shall be mine. I love this verse here. I love this verse. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serveth him. But the key is you got to serve him. You can't serve Judge Mathis. You can't serve Judge Judy. You got to serve the Christ. You got to serve the Lord of hosts. And the last verse, and I close. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. May the Lord add a blessing, a supernatural spiritual blessing to his fine, holy word. For they shall be mine, saith the Lord. In that day when I make up my jewel, they shall be mine. I tell you, they shall be mine, saith the Lord. Andre Crouch made that song out of that verse. They shall be mine. Oh, my God. I love the Lord on this evening. I just thank you, and you for tuning in. We're never alone. The angels are here. Jesus is here. And Dr. Scott and I, we are here doing, as the songwriter said, lift him up for men to see. Until next week, to God be the glory. It has been my pleasure to be with you once again on Blog Talk Radio, bringing the word of God, breaking bread together. It's just a good feeling to know that we have a God that thinks like he thinks. He sits high and he looks low. But he's already spoken, in the day when I make up my jewel, they shall be mine. Are you a they shall, or are you not? Because if you are a they shall, in the day when he make up his jewel, when he returns, you will be included. But if you're not a they shall Christian, then I suspect that you might be counted out. To God be the glory. May you have a good night, and may God continue to bless you richly. May heaven smile upon you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And the people of God said, amen.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, born and after. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see.
Listening to WGUM featuring Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Hope this message, as my father, grandfather used to say, I hope these words have found you well. Let every heart say amen.